Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
That's great. We had to take a ride on the Gimsa World. Welcome aboard the Amy Beth Arkley Show. We're together a mosaic of voices on the arts, politics, personal growth, and justice. How are you? Another crazy week in the rear view. Almost in the rear view, not quite. And we'll take on the cultural cacophony, talk about the twice impeached, now thrice indicted, soon to be four times indicted ex-Oval Office occupant. And, yeah, he's got his mouth is running. Will the court be able to restrain him? We'll talk about that. And what's Elon Musk got to do with it? Is he withholding evidence, or did he withhold evidence? We'll talk all about that. Surround ourselves with great music. We've got Your Forgotten 45s, the summer seasonal variety in the mix. Pay tribute to a couple of folk rock icons, one we lost several years ago and one who we just lost yesterday. All of that and you in the mix, or if you're listening live, it is Thursday, August 10th. High noon out west, 2 p.m. Central, 3 o'clock here in the dreary Northeast. Number in motion, 347-857-4505. Facebook page, Summit Chat Box available if you're taking along for the live ride. And Twitter X is 24/7 at AB Wright, speaking of the aforementioned Mr. Musk. All being held by the talented Ever Ready TCS crew, Trudy Aurora perched in the booth as per usual, ML at headquarters. Show brought to you in part by Old Navy, still time to stock up on those great summer styles and savings at Old Navy. Also by Dunkin', the American summer is running on Dunkin'. And .net, arts, culture, conversation on air, online, up and running 24/7, featuring the Amy Beth Arkley Show and those robust roundtables. A couple of dizzies this week. I think yours truly needs a vacation. But for some folks, there's nowhere to run to and nowhere to hide, especially under an indictment for three. Welcome aboard the Amy Beth Arkley Show.
There's no question. Done. That President Trump is practically and morally responsible for provoking the events of the day. No question about it. The people who stormed this building believed they were acting on the wishes and instructions of their president. And having that belief was a foreseeable consequence of the growing crescendo of false statements, conspiracy theories, and reckless hyperbole, which the defeated president kept shouting into the largest megaphone on planet Earth. The increasingly wild myths about a reverse landslide election that was somehow being stolen by our now president. Now, I defended the president's right to bring any complaints to our legal system. The legal system spoke. The Electoral College spoke. As I stood up and said clearly at that time, the election was settled. It's over. The leader of the free world cannot spend weeks thundering that shadowy forces are stealing our country and then feign surprise when people believe him and do reckless things. We'll be right back.
traffic jam. Staring at the faces in a rearview mirror, looking at the promise of the promised land. One kid dreams of fame and fortune. One kid helps pay the rent.
Giant steps and reach right up and high.
Song, same name, different approach, but both say something about our times today on the Amy Beth Arcuri Show, Only in America. Jay and the Americans, the Not So Forgotten 45s for Nancy, and Brooks and Dunn's Only in America, a song that you know who plays at his rallies, with or without consent, I'm not so sure. I think it's without. But he relishes that line about some will go to prison, some will grow up to be president. Don't you be fooled. He is shaking in his shoes and his crazy nest head, thinking about those clanking doors. And he belongs behind bars, frankly. I'm not into schadenfreude, but accountability is a must. And this is a person whose vitriol has been ramped up with threats to prosecutors, witnesses, judges. And he's, again, stoking up crazies, as we just saw yesterday with a man in Utah making all kinds of threats to President Biden, Vice President Harris, and the Manhattan DA, Alvin Bragg, was shot by FBI agents in a threatening move. So this is scary stuff, and we're in scaring, daunting times. It's time for the Republicans to clean house and rally around somebody with sense and empathy and humanity and who cares about America, the future of America, not just himself or the idea of being installed as America's first dictator. Scary indeed. Stay vigilant. Let's vote blue no matter who. And get your friends who are on the fence. I know the rabbit hole dwellers are a lost cause. If Trump is not in the picture, they probably won't even bother voting. This is where these people are. They're low to no info voting. They don't have the info. They just don't have the sense to know what's going on. Willful ignorance, I think, in the case of most of them. Other people are just plain darn delusional. 347-857-4505, should you find yourself joining us live on Thursday, August 10th. You can also chime in on the Facebook page, PopNet chat box, and, of course, the Twitter X feed, I guess we're calling it now, at AB Writes. And what happened with Elon Musk? He was suppressing Donald Trump's Twitter feed for a while. He wouldn't reveal it to the prosecutors, even though he had a subpoena. Apparently, he said something about he wanted to tell Trump that they were doing it, whereas, you know, they wanted the info, whereas that kind of defeats the purpose of getting the information covertly, which is legit and legal. We have to understand what the legal system is all about in this country and who it really helps. When they talk about the weaponization of the government, they're talking about it when Donald Trump was president. He was talking about it, but he was president. It doesn't make sense. Think about that. And people have to know facts, have to vet their sources. It's tough. We are in dangerous times and on the brink of a civil war in many cases. Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box. Let's go around the horn. We've got a few folks chiming in and some pretty impressive stuff to talk about. Internet Hippo, I love this moniker, says, Trump might be the guiltiest criminal defendant in history. There's hours of footage of him either doing crimes or confessing to them, but there's a whole media political apparatus dedicated to making you think you never actually saw him do and say those things. Yeah, it's called gaslighting, and he's a master of it, and a lot of his Republican followers and sycophants have become the same. It is very Orwellian, it's very dangerous, and it's on that loop that they play. And I have to say, this right-wing media machine, from Fox News to OANN to Newsmax to all the right-wing radio shock jocks, all of those people bear some responsibility, because it can't just be for ratings and it can't just be for clicks and for viewers and whatever. It has to be some responsibility if you're in the media and you have a platform, however big it is. Especially the bigger the platform, the greater your responsibility to tell the truth. You can tell the truth and still say, I don't like that he's indicted, but he's indicted, and people say it's piling on. It's not piling on if you keep committing crimes. He's a serial criminal. He's an incorrigible criminal who's been doing this kind of stuff way before he became president. He keeps escalating the way a lot of criminals do, whether they're bank robbers, whether they're rapists, and by the way, he's found liable for that in a civil action, and or murderers or spies or anything else. I mean, he is a serial thief, a serial con man, and you know what I say to the Republicans, find somebody. I'm not going to vote for him because I'm not a Republican, but pick Tim Scott or Nikki Haley or, God forbid, Mike Pence, somebody else who at least does not have criminal baggage and might have a heart and some empathy and might understand what the country's about and might actually be a patriot. Let's get back to that. How about that? Twitter, AP Rights, phone line 347-857-4505. Mondi says, Biden has delivered the largest economic recovery plan since Roosevelt, the largest infrastructural plan since Eisenhower, the most judges confirmed since Kennedy, the second largest health care bill since Johnson, and the largest climate change bill in history. Vote Biden 2024. Save American democracy. Save the country. Yes, I'm with you, Monty, on that. And then Democrats have to get better at telling and selling this story. I mean, the message has got to be clear. We're fighting for democracy. We're fighting for reproductive rights, LGBTQ rights, civil rights, teaching the truth in class, not banning books. Maybe, you know, controlling guns, that's the only thing I might consider banning. I mean, come on, let's get with it, and let's sell this story and do it right. Now, Ohio helped us. They voted to keep the democratic process democratic, so have a 50% majority to rule on any amendments to their constitution. In November, hopefully, they will vote to secure reproductive rights in that way, because I'm telling you now, this is going to be a hardship for a lot of folks. It already is. But if you vote for Republicans in up and down the ladder there, you know, up and down the ballot, and particularly in the presidency, if they have enough people in Congress, they will go for a national abortion ban. They've said it. Tim Scott has said he would sign it. They would all sign it, and it will be very restrictive. So you got to vote for the Democrats. Just keep that in mind, and we'll see what happens. Pretty weighty stuff. Speaking of the weight, we lost a legend yesterday. Robbie Robertson, who we just celebrated a couple of weeks ago for his great 80th birthday, passed away. I didn't realize he had been ill for a long time, apparently. He, of course, one of the founding members of the band, guitarist, great songwriter, passed away at the age of 80. So another one left us. But the music is so great. And one of the things Robbie Robertson said about his music and the band's music, and it's so true, he always wanted to be timeless. Like the songs were fresh, but they have always been with us kind of thing. And it kind of does have that feeling. Listen to his songs, the lyrics and the music. It's on the cutting edge of Americana, the band, and the weight on the Amy Beth Arkley Show. Thank you, Robbie, for the music. It will live on and on.
Just need some place where I can lay my head. Hey, mister, can you tell me where a man might find a bed? He just grinned and shook my hand. No was all he said. Take a load off Sandy. Take a load for free. Take a load off Sandy. Picked up my bag, I went looking for a place to hide. When I saw Carmen and the devil walking side by side, I said, hey Carmen, come on, let's go downtown. She said, I gotta go, but my friend can stick around. Take a load off.
Take a load off, Fanny. Take a load for free. Take a load. was a time I remember oh so well. There goes the Robert E. Lee. Now I don't mind them chopping wood, and I don't care if the money's no good. Just take what you need and leave the rest. But they should never have taken the very best.
But now they go home deeply down,
and all the bells father before me, I'm a working man, and like my brother before me, I took a rebel stand. Well, he was just 18, proud and brave, but a Yankee laid him in his grave. I swear by the blood below my feet, you can't raise your cane back up when it's in the
Sam. How do check. Son of a gun, better change your act. We're all confused. What to lose? You can call this song the United States Blues.
Wave that flag.
U.S. Blues, how appropriate for today. I'm Amy Beth Arkaby Show, The Grateful Dead, and of course their great leader, the late great Jerry Garcia, wishing him a belated heavenly 81st birthday on August 1st. And speaking of Jerry Garcia, is one of his rock and roll folk rock compadres, Robbie Robertson, passed away at the age of 80 just yesterday. Just a couple of weeks ago, we celebrated his great 80th, didn't realize how ill he had been. But he left behind, oh, so much great music. Timeless, as he liked to say, the songs that feel new, but like they've been around all the time. Indeed, The Wait, one of their classics. And, of course, Joan Baez doing the version of Robbie's song, the hit version, The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down. Seems so appropriate today, a song about a Confederate soldier as we talk about another civil war in this country. How sad is that? Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505 for those tagging along for the live Thursday, August 10th ride. We also have the Facebook page and the PopNet chat box available. Shay, PopNet chat box, thanks for the music and the commentary, AB, listening live. You know I love your show. Really worried about the upcoming election, though. Yeah, well, we got time for this. I know the polls are out, and they're scary in a lot of ways. In the primary, for the GOP primary, you know who is still in the lead. Again, I say nobody voted yet. We'll see what happens. They're all the Republican hopefuls are descending upon the Iowa State Fair, and New Hampshire is where Chris Christie is staked out because he knows he doesn't have a shot at Iowa. But Iowa hasn't done much in terms of producing presidents, at least on the Republican side. Ask President Santorum, Huckabee, and Cruz. They'll tell you how that really worked out for him. But we'll see. The debate comes up next week or so, and Trump isn't vowing to be in the debate. He has said he's not going to sign the pledge, which Ronna McDaniel put out on the RNC that said that whoever wins, they're going to support whoever wins the primary, the nomination. He says he's not going to sign the pledge. I don't think Chris Christie is going to sign the pledge, or maybe if he has to sign it, just get in as a buy for the debate, he'll do it. It's not binding. But, of course, Trump doesn't care. He's not going to support anybody else. He's going to care about himself. If he doesn't get the nomination, he'll probably run as a third party, which would be great for the Democrats. That's my opinion. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't understand why this is working. He's a cult leader, obviously. And I understand that the swamp dwellers, the rabbit holers, they got it. They're never going to change. But there are people who don't want him. And what you do have to do as Republicans, if you are a Republican and I'm not, is gear those other people up to go and vote, just like people in Ohio came out and voted in August to try to preserve their democracy. If it matters to you to vote for somebody else, do it. Now, I would suggest they rally around somebody. I don't know who it is. Could it be Tim Scott or Mike Pence or Nikki Haley or whoever? To me, the only people that are credible running in the Republican primary are Christie, Hutchinson, and Will Hurd, because they're the ones who are going after Donald Trump. And Mike Pence a little bit now, he's wavering into the side of saying he protected the Constitution. Everybody else is dancing around Trump's indictments and dancing around his accountability and everything else. And to me, those are weak people. They have no business running. I'm not supporting whoever would be the chosen one out of the people that I just mentioned either, because I'm not a Republican, but I just don't understand how you can go with a weak link who refuses to take on the behemoth known as Trump. That's my take. What's yours? Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505. Do we have to call it Twitter X now? I'm not sure. Unimpressed said Donald Trump is the worst person of all. He is a wannabe dictator, sexual predator, fraud, traitor, tax evader, pathological liar, thief, and the list goes on and on. I wonder how many classified documents he sold to actual enemies. Ouch. Well, patriots, you got to do what you got to do as somebody just to get off your duff and vote blue, no matter who. But sometimes you got to take a breather. It's August, and it's August before, you know, we still have another year to go before the election. So hang on to your hats regarding polls. I always say after 2016, I am not into polls. They did us in. So in some ways, it's better to have a poll where you're up against it. I know some general polls show that it's neck and neck with Biden and Trump. Somebody sent me a poll yesterday that said Trump is actually leading Biden. I don't know where that poll came from. But you know what? It's better to be up against the wall, because that will dissuade people from going to vote for a third party and might dissuade some people like Cornel West, hello, from running as a third party. I mean, don't defuse the vote. We need every last patriot we can get to vote down the Democratic ticket to save democracy. We're still in peril, that's for sure. But we still have a ways to go, so take a little breather and maybe head to the amusement park and ride that guilt whirl. Here's Fred again, and on the Amy Beth Erkley Show, got it for you, Ginny.
shallow and some guy going steady. I started fooling around with the vertical hold. We got some munchies and I made some spaghetti. We sat and we talked into the night while Channel 2 was signing off the air. I found the softness of the mouth. We made lots of fun. I met a young girl, she sang mighty fine. Tears on my pillow and Ave Maria. Tears on my pillow and Ave Maria. Tears on my pillow and Ave Maria.
What do you want when you gotta eat something? And it's gotta be sweet, and it's gotta be a lot. And you gotta have it now. What do you want?
Mix, mack, and whip, back and patty, whack, and ink, and knack, and silver, rack, and scallop, rack, and cracker, jack, and cracker jack. Candy coated popcorn, peanuts, and a prize. That's what you get in Cracker Jack.
Everybody be cool. You be cool.
This is definitely not my day.
won't have to break like mine did. If this were behind it.
TV, America gets weaker. So America, keep watching it.
MTV, some people just don't get it.
Back in the USSR.
Trying to kill off this radio star for years. The Buggles, the very first video that MTV debuted back in August 1st, 1981. Wow. 41 years ago, right? Jeez. Craziness. This is the Amy Beth Berkowitz Show. We also heard some great songs from Gary Lewis and the Playboys, Jerry's baby boy celebrating his belated 78th birthday, that on July 31st. A wink and a nod going out to Harriet. Thank you for the kind words via the PopNet chat box. Love to hear from some newcomers along the way. Andrew Gold's Lonely Boy, as we honor Mr. Gold on his heavenly 72nd birthday on August 2nd. That one from Cynthia, who says, sending it out to the former guy, have you noticed how lonely he is? Melania never shows up, and even Eric has stopped coming to the arraignments. Yeah, well, it's old hat after a while, you know. How many more, you know, just another arraignment, another day, right? I don't think they go to the rallies either, but who the heck knows. All summer long for the Beach Boys, for Mitzi and Celeste. Dean Friedman's One Hit Wonder from the 70s, a fun song called Ariel. I remember interviewing him some years ago, many years ago, and we dedicated the song, Ariel, to one of the news guy's daughters who was very little at the time, and I'm sure she's in her 20s by now. That's how long ago it goes, dating myself, as they say. And Cracker Jack ad, just for the heck of it, and Freddie Cannon's Palisades Park. Bridget chiming in saying, thanks so much. Love that song, Summertime Memories. It's oldie but a goodie, if you know what I mean. Exactly. That great summertime feel. Makes you feel good, music. It really does. And what also makes you feel good? Reconnecting with your inner artist. And as we get towards the fall season, it's always a good time to kind of reconnect and get going. I will say, myself, I had a I've met a milestone in my latest project. I've talked to about it, Stop and Start, this collection of stories, novel, whatever it's going to wind up being. I met the first finish line anyway. I've got to tinker with it, do some rewrites, but I've gotten a good solid first and a half, second draft going, and I'm just happy about that because it takes a while sometimes, but it pays off. You stick with it, if you know what I mean. Speaking of which, the Inspiration Action Challenge has helped some folks reconnect. Darcy Banger, Maine. Hey, Darcy, I like the invite. I'm coming right up. Says, thanks for cajoling. I am writing big time as far as journaling goes and poetry in the offing. I'll keep you updated. Please do. And, again, send that invite. I'll be right over there. Inspiration Action has worked for you. I'd love to give you a shout. If you need a little push in the right direction, let's start a creativity coaching, counseling conversation. First one on me, give me a few weeks to connect because I'm kind of in that, you know, vacation mindset, not really vacation, but kind of in that mindset. So we'll get to you. Believe me, we will. The other website, amybetharkowee.com, easy access via the Twitter X feed, if you know what I mean. And while you're there, you can check out my stories, the award-winning Eliza Gordon Mysteries, great for beach reads, available from Cozy Cat Press for ebook and paperback. Other goodies are available. And, yeah, you can chime in with guest suggestions, Big Story Forgotten 45 requests. Don't forget, we're booking for the fall season for this show and other shows on the Arts Radio Network, PopNet, PodStream, etc. Compelling storytellers, authors, filmmakers, musicians, media mavens, etc. Chime in, give us your details, and we will connect you and get you on the Media Bytes award-winning podcast radio show they call a professional, a top-flight professional podcast and an entertaining, informative tour de force. We try to do it. Not easy every day, but we do try to do it. One final time around the social media horn before we sashay. Do we have anything to report, Aurora, on the feed? Yeah, somebody's Facebook page says, President Biden just called out Trumper Congresswoman Lauren Boebert by name, telling voters that she rallied against the passage of his Inflation Reduction Act, but now she's shamelessly welcoming it. Well done, Joe. He calls them all out as he helps with the groundbreaking on these various projects, and I think that is the way to go. Comment from Vice President Kamala Harris via Tanya. She says, Harris said last night, democracy won. Ohioans overwhelmingly rejected an attempt by extremists and special interests to undermine the will of the people and a woman's right to make decisions about her own body. This victory makes it clear when we organize, fight, and make our voices heard, we win. Keep that in mind. Stay vigilant and vote blue no matter who. Thank you so much. Thank you, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML headquarters from TCS, for keeping us moving. And thank you. Please drive safe, play nice, dream big, and come back and see us on the Amy Beth Arquis Show. Speaking of Ohio, one final one from John Hyatt as we leave you today. Take care. You know I love you all. Come back, won't you?
Well, you have to do the other song.
All right, yeah.
All the lilacs in Ohio. There you go.
One, two,
for a count.
Two,
three.
with a bad case of winter time. So he drank her down to the ragged side of town, shared a taxi to carry her home. And she left her handkerchief there beside you on the seat, as if to emphasize that you were all alone. Smelled like springtime when you were just a boy. Details. Your story often fails. Y'all close, but no cigar. You might see your own ass in a double whiskey glass, but you cannot erase a smile. And you'll never write it down, never find her in this town, of phantom dreams and fingernail files. It was springtime, and you were just a boy. And you unmake your bed and crawl in. You imagine her there, and you're tangled in her hair, and she smells like flowers again. And it's springtime, and you are just a boy. All the lilacs in Ohio. All the lilacs in Ohio. There you go. In the city streets, in the dirty winter snow.
Thank you.